بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
All right, Sheikh Karimi. Today's question asks, the Quran states that God guides people. So why were prophets sent, and why do we need religious scholars and clergymen?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So to support the question, there are some verses in the Quran that seemingly at the first glance, they may give us this impression that it is God who guides the people, so we are not in need of the prophets and the scholars.
Mm-hmm.
For example, chapter Baqarah, verse 142. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. Say, to Allah belongs the east and the west. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. It is God who guides the people toward the straight path, whoever he wishes. Now, this يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that God guides whoever he wishes, is mentioned in some other verses. Chapter Baqarah, verse 274. This verse is interesting in that it addresses the prophet saying, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ. The task of guiding the people is not upon you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is God who guides the people, whoever he wishes. And also chapter Ibrahim, verse 14, فَيُذِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah misguides whoever he wishes and guides whoever he wishes.
Yes.
Also chapter Hajj, verse 16, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدُ. Allah guides whoever he wishes. So that is why the question is that Allah himself says in the Quran that, O Prophet, it's not upon you to guide the people, it's me. So why we are in need of the prophets, and after the prophets, the imams, and then the scholars? The answer is that, first of all, we need to take the Noble Quran as a whole book. Sometimes people just refer to some verses
selectively
right, and ignoring other verses. So let me give the dear a listener who asked this question that, for example, in chapter Baqarah, verse 212, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is Allah who gives sustenance to whoever he wishes.
Mm-hmm.
So, if this is the case, based on the logic of the question, we need to say that we shouldn't work. There is no need for work. Even we do not need money. Allah yarzuqu man yasha. Allah gives sustenance to whoever he wishes. So, with this logic of the question, that God guides whoever he wishes, there is no need to profit, then here Allah says, Allahu yarzuqu man yasha. Allah gives sustenance to whoever he wishes, so there is no need to work, to money. Chapter Shura, Allahu latifun bi'abadihi yarzuqu man yasha. Or for example, chapter Baqarah, verse 246, Allahu yu'ti mulkahum man yasha. Allah gives power, authority to whoever he wishes. So if this is the case, why people compete over reaching power and authority? Or Baqarah 282, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَى وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah forgives whomever he wishes and punishes whomever he wishes. So with that logic, we should say that then there is no need to do righteous deeds.
Okay.
There is no need to ask for forgiveness. Why? Because يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَى. Or chapter Ali Imran, وَاللَّهُ يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَى. Allah supports whoever he wishes. If this is the case, it means that there is no need to, for example, military equipment. Why? Because it is God who supports whoever he wishes. And just one last example, chapter Shura, verse 50. يَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ حَقِيمًا. Allah makes sterile or barren, whoever he wishes. Some women are not able to give birth. Mm-hmm. They are aqim.
Yes.
So Allah says it is God who makes some women like this. So if this is the case, based on that logic, we may say that then why some women who are like this, they go to physicians?
I think these ayahs are rather referring to the ultimate power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
The encompassing power, not a specific cases in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately is going to do something or not doing something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the first point that if this is the logic that Allahu yahdi man yasha, Allah guides whoever he wishes, then there is no need to profit. Other verses may tell us that there is no need to work, there is no need to knowledge, there is no need to physician, to military equipment, which is
same token, Shaykh Karimi, there are so many other ayahs in the Quran referring to the presence of prophets, referring to the presence of so many other, for example, we can say good actions, inviting the people even to think and to tadabbar, okay, and contemplation. So as you rightly said, we cannot be act selectively in terms of the ayahs of the Quran.
So the first point is that as you rightly mentioned, the message of all these verses is that no one has any independent power. It is only God who guides. It is only God who supports. It is God who heals the people. So no one in this world can think that it is the Prophet who guides independently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Ultimately, it is God who guides. The first and foremost, it is God who guides. It is God who is the actor in this world. But the point is that it doesn't mean that there is no, cause and effect principle. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world to work based on the principle of cause and effect. It is true that guidance is going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some causes, some means for this guidance to reach the people. And sending the prophets is one of the main means and medium to that.
Okay.
So,
and is it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be connected to the people directly?
That's the point.
I mean, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be through a channel, namely prophets, Ahlul Bayt, and the scholars.
Exactly. So, the presupposition of the question is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to all the people directly and guides them directly, which is not possible. I mean, not all the people have this capacity to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us two proofs, one within, that is intellect, and one from without, that is the prophets.
Right.
So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مَاءَدَى 32, that our prophets, they brought arguments to the people. Chapter Ibrahim, verse 4. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ We have sent every prophet with the language of his people so that the prophet explained to them. And also chapter Al Imran, verse 138. Now, one of the other ways to guide the people is the scriptures, the holy books.
Yes.
The best example is the Noble Book of Quran. So Allah says that هَذَا بَيَانُ لِلنَّاسِ This Quran is acting as a kind of explanation for the people. So does it mean that the Quran is enough? No. Quran also is in need of some prophets, then imams, Prophet Muhammad, the imams, and later the scholars, to explain. Quran is called, Samit, and the imams are called Natiq.
Yes.
To, explain the verses of the Quran. So, unfortunately, we see in the history of Muslims, especially in recent decades, that some Muslims, they call themselves Quranis to claim that Quran is enough for us and there is no need to the narrations. But the Quran itself says that no, one of the duties of the Prophet is to explain the Quran. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ Chapter Nahl, verse 44. We have revealed to you the book, the reminder, that is the Quran, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزَّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ It is the duty of you, the Prophet, to explain the people the verses of the Quran. It doesn't mean that if you refer to the Quran without the narrations, we cannot understand anything. No, but to complete our understanding and make it perfect, we are in need of the narrations. An-Nahl 64, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. So this duty of tabiyyin is upon the people. Mm-hmm. So this is one point. The other point is that let's imagine that God is going to talk to people directly and guide them. Now, in many cases, people have then questions. So is it possible that every person, whenever they have questions, they directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their questions? This is not possible. So one of the roles of the prophets and the imams and the scholars is to answer the religious questions of the people. Allah says in chapter Baqarah, verse 219, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. O prophet, people ask you regarding wine and gambling. قُلْ فِيهِمَا. Then the duty of the prophet is to answer this question based on the divine guidance.
That's right. So preserving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the shoulder of Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt. And then after that, the third level are the scholars, isn't it?
Yeah. And for the scholars, we have also verses in the Quran. For example, in chapter Tawbah, verse 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَةً. It is not for the faithful to go forth en masse, all of them together. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. But why shouldn't there a group from each of their sections go forth to become learned in religion? وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. And to warn their people when they return to them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ. So that they may beware. So this is one of the verses referring to the role and duty and responsibility of scholars. In every society and every nation, there must be a group of people to go and learn and then to teach the people.
All right. Okay.
The next point is that guiding the people is not the only duty of the prophets and the imams. As mentioned in the Quran, one of the duties of the prophets is to remove the disagreements among the people. Mm-hmm. As it is mentioned in some of the verses of the Quran, for example, chapter Baqarah, verse 213, mankind were a single community, then Allah sent the prophets as bearer of good news and warners. وَأَنْزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. And he sent down with them the book with the truth. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُ فِيهِ. Yet it may, that it may judge between the people concerning that about which they differed. So to remove these disagreements among the people is another duty of the prophet. So God cannot intervene in every disagreement among the people. Qadawa or judgment is another duty of the prophets. It's been mentioned in the Quran that, for example, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. One of the duties of the Prophet Muhammad is to judge among the people. One of the prophets had this responsibility of judgment. For example, Prophet Dawood is famous for his judgment. So can we expect that everything is done by God directly? So what about judgment among the people?
That's right.
The other duty is for some prophets to establish a government, as is the case with our prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. So can we again imagine that God establishes a government? So these are various responsibilities and duties of the prophets as mentioned in the verses, and we cannot expect God that, undertake all these responsibilities.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the question, the benefits of Prophet Muhammad, infallible imams and the scholars, and the fruits that we can take by asking them questions in our life. It's very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من
لغني علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن